Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Barrent. Greg Barrent.
That's about right.
In the house.
He is back with the dad vans on.
The dad vans on.
Rocking the dad vans are on and the party has started.
Yeah, I didn't get the cool ones. I got the house painter ones.
That's all right. Yep. They work.
Old alcoholics with swollen feet. I mean, I'm not an alcoholic.
I mean, no, but you do have swollen feet. By the way, I love, we had you and your wife, Amira, on this podcast before. You guys were so good, of course. Just whenever the three of us and the four of us get together, there's great energy.
Yeah, no, totally.
But I'm so glad we got rid of her. Like, she's out of the picture.
Like your old hip.
You replaced her.
That's right. When we go to do stuff, I'm surprised at how good she is, and I don't get to talk that much.
I know.
So nobody misses me, so I feel
thing,
like...
If there's one thing podcasts need, it's just men.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it's a good thing we got rid of her.
It feels good, doesn't
it? Yeah,
but
Greg, what you don't understand about Greg, and I'll go back to Mantastic. Mantastic?
Yeah, Mantastic.
I'll go back to Mantastic and the four-slot dual toaster. Greg has a feminine side that is more than ample.
Than any woman could provide.
Yeah, I mean, I would say...
I think more than my wife has.
You are more feminine than Amira.
Oh, my God. By a mile.
Thank you for bringing your femininity to this. Yeah. We will talk about your special, your
latest comedy Audible
offering.
Project.
Yeah,
offering.
Sure.
Your latest album on Audible, which we love because we did a project with them and love them. We'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But first, we got to deal with the world. The world's getting dumber, Greg.
Oh, my God.
It is. I feel like, Greg, you have... You yourself have said about yourself that you yourself are getting dumber. I remember one of your best bits, the chicken situation. You're like, what is happening to me?
When you get older and you forget the names of things, and then different words show up and you're like, you want to order a chicken sandwich and you use the word, like a chicken situation. And then everyone's staring and you're trying to roll with it. Like a situation chicken would be in, like a sandwich or something, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Is anyone listening? Nobody listens to me anymore. Nobody.
A chicken situation.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about how we say like the world's getting dumber. And what I've also come to the conclusion is, and I've touched on this before, that it's never been more okay to be dumb.
That's right.
And so it's like...
Though, that's interesting.
Nowadays, you can say something dumb or say you don't know something that everyone should know, and people are like, that's okay. Like, you're like, this bill...
Or they're proud of it. I'll go one step further and say people
are... That's what I'm saying.
I don't read.
Yeah, like the bill...
I don't need to know that.
The bill at the restaurant's like $100, right? And somebody's like, yeah, just leave like 20%. We're like, I don't know math. You're like, oh, that's okay. Like, everybody's okay. They're like, it's $100.
You need to know math.
10% is 10. Just double
Look,
that.
What did you order? Greg, you had a chicken situation.
That's right. Yeah.
I had a steak sandwich situation.
Like, in 1986 or whatever it was, or 7, like, if you walked into work that day and were like, oh, I don't even know about what happened with the Challenger, people would be like, what the fuck's wrong
with you? What is wrong with you?
But nowadays, people are like, oh, that's okay. So guess what? Like, no, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
I've shut off
news. It's not okay to be dumb.
News bothers me, so I shut it off. You shut it off?
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
I don't vote. It's too hard.
That's okay.
What?
Don't worry about it.
But it is easy to miss stuff when you just start to spiral out on, like, I watched 400 videos about David Fincher yesterday.
Oh,
I did nothing. And
I learned nothing.
I'm not a director. I'd like to be, but it's a little late.
But you're really smart in that area.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're great on, like, weird angles.
Yeah, right. And you know, CGI, like, and how the camera follows the face, but he's also deeply impersonal, and he considers himself a voyeur. Like, okay, but what about how the planet's going to be underwater? Not ready for that. Don't know about it.
But
I don't know
Fincher,
about it.
Fincher, man. Let's get deep. In Fincher. We like to go down the dumb wormhole and at least try and understand it and fight back with comedy. We have one story, Dan, sent to us by our D-Bogs.
Yes.
Dumb Boots on the ground. And they are here. And they thank you, Brendan, for that name. And let's get into one.
Right, here we go.
We have Barrett here. Let's get into one.
This was sent in to me at Daniel Van Kirk. Hashtag Dumb People Town. That's
thank
how you,
you
do it.
That's how we do.
It was sent in by Robert Smirkansky. At Matted Blubber. Robert's been around for a long time.
I can't think of a better Chicago cop name.
Smirkansky?
Smirkansky.
Yeah.
Who's going out on the jabs? Smirkansky.
Smirkansky needs another brat on the stakeout. Just send him down
a couple. It's like what your uncle calls a beer. Hey, how about you get your uncle another Smirkansky?
Oh, man. Would you come over here with that Smirkansky?
Uncle Danny needs a Smirkansky.
And make sure it's cold.
You're going to go out like a Smirkansky Park? They named the park after that guy.
The Smirkansky Park.
Where's the game at? Where are we playing softball tonight?
Over at Smirkansky Park.
It's slow pitch. You don't need a glove.
Hell, yo, we're playing 16-incher. Of course you don't need a glove.
Who's bringing the keg?
I was telling this to somebody in Chicago. That is, everyone is either playing kickball, 16-inch softball, or beach volleyball down at North Avenue Beach.
So that's what they do.
And everyone you know is doing one of those things. Most people are doing softball. I did it. 16-inch softball.
Why wouldn't
That's
you?
Fun.
Why right. wouldn't you?
Greg right. would be out there, new hip and all.
Oh yeah. For sure.
Yeah. I'd be rounding third. Greg, you got to go to first.
Yeah.
Greg, what are you doing, man? I took the old guy's route.
Greg,
it's a foregone conclusion. I'm going to get there.
I was going to get there anyway.
It's Smirkansky over here.
Look at this Smirkansky on his face.
Hits a ball, goes straight to third and rounds it and comes home.
I'm done with Grabowski. I'm on to Smirkansky.
All right.
Okay, here we go. So thanks, Robert, for sending this in. At Matted Blubber. Holiday, Utah. Holladay.
Holiday.
Holiday.
Celebrate.
A Utah family is out of some money.
So three wives?
After their... A Utah family is out of some money after their toddler got a hold of the money they had set aside for football tickets.
Mm-mm.
Ben and Jackie Belknap... Related to Matt?
I don't know. I love Matt Belknap.
I want it to be.
Let's connect it, though. Let's make it.
Let's make that connection. Thanks, Greg.
Would call themselves hardcore Utes fans. Never met one of those in my life.
That's a Utah
I know, but I'm saying I've never met a Utes fan, let alone a hardcore one.
There are a lot of hardcore.
Isn't Keith Stubbs one?
Probably.
Did you ever do Wise Guys?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's a big Utes fan.
He is one of my favorite people in the comedy business.
He was a great comedian as well.
Great comedian and a radio show host, but really treats the comedians so well. I love him.
So Utah has been good recently, and look, you gotta save your money for a Utes ticket.
After saving for about a year, the couple finally had enough money to pay back their family member for the football tickets.
So all in cash in a sock drawer.
We pulled out that money on Sunday to take it down to pay for the tickets, Ben said. The problem, they couldn't find it anywhere.
Yikes.
The white envelope the couple stored the money in had mysteriously disappeared.
What is this, a mob hit?
Wedding. It's a mob
wedding. Also, who owns an envelope anymore? what is that for?
In what?
Who's not paying bills online?
Envelope.
Maybe it was like that scene from Goodfellas where the husband was like, honey, we can't just leave that money sitting there. Don't worry about it. Nobody's going to take it. Remember the wedding?
Yeah.
Like, nobody's going to touch that wedding.
It's in an envelope.
I have a friend who's married into an Italian family in Jersey. Yeah. And that's exactly what his wedding was like.
Everybody just hands each other envelopes of money.
And the thing is, they go, nobody's really getting a ton of money because when you go to everybody else's wedding, you give all that money. But you're just moving around.
You just circulate the envelope.
Yes, that's basically all you're doing.
I'm sorry, is this the same envelope?
That dirty envelope, man. It's got cake on it already. What is this envelope?
Names are crossed out.
Frosting from a cake from another wedding?
Yeah. To John and Mary, crossed out. Now it says to Mary and John. It's just a different Italian couple.
No, but I was watching Goodfellas the other night. It was on.
It's so good.
Oh, so good.
The scene where Paul Sorvino takes Ray Liotta out in the backyard, and it's not even a well-kept backyard, and he's like, gives him the speech of don't fuck with the drugs, don't mess with the drugs, and Ray Liotta's face, it's an acting masterclass, his face, his eyes looking at Paul, he's like, don't do it, don't mess with it, and his eyes are looking at him like, I hear what you're saying, I'm gonna fuck with it.
I'm gonna mess with it,
I gotta talk to my Pittsburgh people. His eyes were saying every single one of that, and I was like, this is just one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Of course Scorsese is amazing, of course, but I was like, that's such a simple scene that anybody could shoot. That's not a long tracking shot through a bar or something. That was like, and that for some reason that moment just like stuck with me.
And he did it. He went and messed around with Shantix.
Yes, of course.
He went and messed around with Shantix.
That's the whole point. They set up the whole, there you go. He was setting up the whole movie. Here we go.
Think the thoughts and it reads on your face.
Don't do this. Here we go.
Here we go. And of course, that's what brought the whole thing down. Anyway, now.
Okay. So we pulled out the money. Mm-hmm. They started in a white envelope and it had mysteriously disappeared. They looked everywhere, under rugs, in the couch, in drawers. That's when Jackie found the money. Now,
oh God,
don't you hate when you can't find something so much you start being like, I'm going to look everywhere there's where it can't be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that feeling. Like, I'll look in the fridge like you're for my keys.
Okay, so Saturday night, I come home with food for the kids, and so I know that's when last time I used my wallet, and I had not left the house Sunday and Monday. I couldn't find my wallet.
Sure.
And I was looking in places I've never been in the house.
Yeah.
You're on the roof. You're out on the roof being like, I guess I'll clean these gutters. Maybe it's in there.
Right. I've never been in the fuse box.
Remember my sleepwalk out back behind the trampoline? Maybe it's there. Maybe I jumped on the trampoline and it fell out. Like, you're making up these scenarios.
And, did you find it?
Here's the great thing.
I didn't even know our garage had an attic.
Driving True to school, and she goes, I know I saw it someplace weird. She goes, but I know at one point you had put it in the cup holder with the milkshakes. And I went, oh my God, it's in the garbage. It's in the garbage, and it was in the garbage. Oh! It's the same garbage that we have 3 pounds of dog shit. We have three dogs. We have three dogs. Yeah. So there's dog shit, and it's wet, and it's all my money and all my credit cards, so I have to get it.
You got to reach into that shit sandwich.
But I would have never gone and looked in the garbage.
Your daughter saved it.
Yeah, saved it.
Wow.
Yeah. Why was it in the cup holder? Like, why wasn't it in my
cans? There's a reason that her name is True. She knows the truth.
She knows the truth, man. She has the truth, yeah.
Hashtag True. As true as it gets. Hashtag True.
Jackie, yeah. I don't want to point it out, J-A-C-K-E-E.
Jackie. I would do Jackie.
It's probably a white girl because it's Utah youth. It's going to be Jackie.
Well,
does she have a thing over one of the E's?
No.
Timothy Chalamet? Timothy with the E in the thing.
Timothy.
Yeah.
They looked everywhere, under rugs, in the couch, in drawers. That's when Jackie found the money in the shredder.
Oh, what is this, a Banksy?
Honestly,
Jesus Christ.
Honestly.
That was amazing.
That's worth so much more now.
I know,
but it's so...
You want me to poke some holes in that for you? If they bought that long ago, how was that... Somebody had to plug that frame in.
Yes.
Or the batteries had to still be working on it. They were in on it. There's no way that they bought it.
I think he hid it in the frame.
No, it was hidden in the frame, but I'm just saying.
No. I don't think anyone
had to get
knew.
Powers from somewhere.
Yeah, but it probably battery operated.
From how long ago?
Who cares? If it hasn't been used, if you have Duracells in there and it hasn't been used, you have Quip. You have a Quip toothbrush. Do you use a
Here
Quip?
Here we go. That's
Quip
the toothbrush. Best. You better hope they're advertising.
I hope they are, but I love it so much. But that battery stays good for months.
That's
you know what I mean? So
I think you need power though.
No.
Anyway, everybody was like, "Can you believe how mad they'd be?" Like they're. Art they just bought that was art on its own was just used in a prank. So now it's the result of a prank of Banksy
that everybody
and its
knows.
And it's just shredded straight down. It's still all there. The
still
image
part
is still
of the
there.
Film. Yeah,
it's
still part of the
double
thing.
What it's worth.
There's
now.
There's not one Picasso like that.
No,
there's
exactly.
not.
Exactly.
We could make it
shredded.
Happen, though.
Yeah.
The four of us could make it happen.
Let's go make it happen. Do that shit.
No, man, we were helping.
Yeah.
We were helping.
like the heckler.
It's like
the
heckler.
What? I'm helping you out,
man. No, they tear up paintings. That's what they're supposed to do.
I'm making the show better. I'm making the painting better.
No, you're not.
So it's in the shredder.
It's in the shredder.
Like shredded.
Shredded.
Oh, no.
That's when Jackie found the money in the shredder. This is a quote from Ben. Honestly, in my heart, I said, quote, someday this is going to be really funny.
Nope. By the way, that's such a Utah outlook.
Oh,
for the
guys,
world.
You guys, when I was 10 years old, I fell out of the tree. Traumatic. I mean, I ripped half of my face
off. Oh, yeah. We know this.
Yeah. My Aunt Connie, I remember her standing on her porch as I was on the ground looking up at her, and she goes, I'm telling you, Danny, someday we're really going to laugh about this. That hasn't happened
no.
yet.
No.
It was horrible.
I just did.
Wait, what was the thing where they, was it in Breaking Bad, where they were like putting together all the shredded things again and like, what was that in?
I just watched it. They had to reassemble all the shredded.
Was it The Wire?
No.
I don't think it was The Wire. I think it was Breaking Bad.
I feel
where
like
they were
was,
putting back together all these shredded.
This is what we have a town for. They'll tell
things,
us.
Thank you.
Shredded
you mean
images.
The town when I said Ricky Ticky Tavi was a
who cares
something rat. Or other. It was a rat, and they're like, no, it's a mongoose. And
who cares?
Someone was like, you made eight. Someone was like, you made eight mistakes in one.
You guys are nice. You retweeted that townie.
Well,
you know what I
wanted
wrote?
Because I wanted you to read.
You know what I wrote?
You're wrong.
I disagree.
I disagree. Dan, I love the way you dispense with people. Anyway, so we don't know what it is.
So I would spend like weeks putting the money back together.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, we're putting this money back
together.
Because
if you put it back together, it's still good, right?
No, of course. It's not.
I think it is.
Well, is it good? I wonder. I mean, you can take a torn dollar. You can take one that's torn in half. But I guess you can't say, so there has to be a certain amount of pieces which it cannot be torn up into?
It has to be three quarters of it.
Let's ask a magician. Don't they have to deal with this more than most people?
That's right.
Jackie said, quote, as devastated and as sick as we were, this is one of those moments where you just have to laugh. These people are amazing.
Right. How much money was it?
I'm gonna
when
ask
they say
yes,
laugh,
literally,
they mean
that's
one
the
of
next
these
thing
moments.
I wrote.
Yeah. Okay.
How much money
okay.
do you think their son shredded?
Okay, so Greg, you are...
When they say you just have to laugh, they mean you just have to hit your kid, right?
That's right.
Greg, you are a guest.
You're a guest. You may go first, Tig, which is in between me and Jason, or third. So how do you want to guess? Do you want to hear guesses from us first? You want to go in between us? Or you want to go last?
I think I'll go in between.
Okay, good. You're going to tig it. Yeah. I love that you're tigging it. All right.
Yeah.
I will say...
Think about it
a year. I'll go first.
And it's football tickets...
I think
the Utes.
Season tickets, probably. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say...
Two people?
Yeah,
two people. I'm going to say $2,000.
$2,000 from Randy Sklar.
Shredded.
Greg.
Oh, I'm going to say it's got to be more. Mm. I think it's got to be... I would say... I'll give it
$3,200.
Okay.
Jason, I'm going to say $800.
$800.
Okay. Yep. Whatever it is, it's going to hurt.
The amount of money shredded by their two-year-old son, Leo... Who they knew immediately it was his fault.
God damn. Yeah, who else would have done it?
$1,000.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I was close.
Yes.
By the way,
a lot of money.
Still enough. If someone shredded $1,000, you went in the garbage for your wallet, which probably had maybe $80 in it.
You're being kind. Yeah. And credit cards that don't need to be used.
Credit cards that can easily be canceled.
But the trip to the DMV, that was the thing I was doing. That was the motivation.
Yeah. I'll swim through a river of dog shit just to get
which
out of
is that. Going.
Which
that's
is
what it's like.
I mean, it's got to be better than waiting.
Yeah. I'll go inside a dog for that. Let me come in there, Topper, kneel.
Open your anus like a good boy.
Daddy's got to get his wallet.
Got to climb in.
You're not expressing that anymore, are you? No, I'm going in, buddy.
By the way, that is my favorite thing to tell the vet. And just like clip his nails, please bathe him, and express his anus.
Express his anus.
Always.
Yeah.
And I do it as Dr. Dre.
Let's take a quick break. I'll be right back with more of this story. Okay, so... Jackie and Leo enjoyed helping her shred the bills, but they usually turned it off after they use it. So it's kind of on her.
It is so on her. You're teaching the kid
how fun it is to shred stuff.
By the way, a toddler getting his hands near a shredder, too.
Not a great call. Under parent supervision.
Still,
he did it without them.
I know, because she left it on.
Dummy.
Realize whatever you get them into, they're going to want to do with or without you.
With or without you.
Right? I have no kids. I just feel like that's a strong...
Just assume that they're going to try and figure it out, or that he'll figure out a way to turn it on.
And I feel like, and I know this will probably... People are going to bounce back on this, but I really do feel like if you have a boy, if you have a girl... They might, but they're not going to go do an extracurricular.
No.
Just
you're
not.
So right.
For the most part.
Jay has one of each. Greg, you and I are living in houses of estrogen, you and
right.
me.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So whenever boys come over, it's like that thing has never been touched until he came over. No one's put that down. What are you doing? It's a lamb.
It's not a sword.
That thing has never been touched until he came over.
Yeah, it's true.
But the Jay, boys are
it's a letter opener. It's
boys,
not a sword, dipshit.
I didn't know we had a letter opener.
But Jay,
we don't use envelopes anymore.
We're throwing
paperweights around.
Jay, just from your own personal experience, you've lived through a 2-year-old boy and a 2-year-old girl. Was it a different experience?
100%.
It doesn't. It might always be, but you definitely, in your experience, can speak.
And
to
by the way, you have a daughter who wants to be like your son.
So my daughter,
she has a lot of like boy energy in her.
She does not.
She does.
And by the way. I'm sure that people have other stories.
Of course.
I would love to
you
see
You can only
it.
Speak for your own
I
experience.
I want to see the girl that grabs the lamp. I want to know the girl that goes, why does she have my hammer now? Oh, why is she going upstairs? Did anyone let her go upstairs?
Where's the dog? Topper.
Oh, my God. What is that thumping?
No. Oh. So Jackie said that Leo helped her enjoy shredding bills. They usually turned it off after they use it. Quote, most people say, oh, my kid drew crayon on the wall or something. I've never heard of a kid shredding a grand, Ben said. God. Sounds like Ben's starting to get a little bit more mad.
No, he's definitely like, he's asking if he can hit him once. And then she's like, no.
Like, you know, shredding a grand came through clenched teeth.
But Leo's parents said, they were a little upset. They couldn't help but laugh at the situation. Quote, we have a lot of Leo moments. Most of them are just funny, and we laugh about them for days and big jokes. But this is one of those moments that wasn't his greatest. But we do love him, said Jackie.
We do love him.
We do love him.
And the louder she says it, the less I believe her.
Right.
Now, if you have a kid and they have a natural propensity for crime.
Thank you.
Like, that's a crime move.
Leo moments. Right? She defined it. She put it out there.
Yeah. Shredding money is like, we got to get rid of this.
This is dirty money.
These are bad serial numbers, man. Let's get this shit.
Hey, mom, dad, if we put this in circulation, we are fucked. Right. You understand me?
Yeah.
We got to get rid of this. It doesn't matter. You got to take a loss.
Right. There's some hope for the couple. They said they've talked to the U.S. Department of Treasury and may be able to get some of the money back. I'm going to ask you guys, how long do you think the U.S. Treasury says it would take to get some of the money back?
Coming to you with an overview to find out how much damage did they do.
Okay, Greg, you want to go first?
Two football seasons. 2 seasons.
So they get a new quarterback on the Utes.
Meanwhile, if I'm the family who donated them, who gave them the tickets, give them the tickets.
Right.
By the way, if I'm the Utah Utes, okay?
And you hear this story.
Give them two tickets. Give them tickets.
Well, what's your guess for how long the Treasury said? You say, how long are you saying?
Two football seasons is 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Two years from Greg.
What do you think, Jay?
I'm going to say 9 months.
9 months.
I'm going to say 11 months.
11 months.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to give the answer right now. Before I do that, does anybody have any plugs?
Greg's got, of course, on Audible, what's the name of it?
It's called Why Are You In Here?
Why are you in here?
Is his new comedy special. It's on Audible. Look, we know Audible in and out. We have an audio documentary that we did called Scholars and Stripes. Here's my recommendation. Go on Audible. Pick up Greg's special. Do a seven day trial if you want,
it's a thirty day trial.
It's the best $0 you'll ever spend. But check out his special.
Rate it, review it.
Yep.
He's one of our favorite stand ups ever. One of the best stand ups you will hear out there. Great crafted bits,
classic bits,
bits that you remember. I remember so many of your bits throughout the year. That's the thing. People ask me, like, what do you love about comedians? And we were talking about this last night at the Comedy Store. Memorable bits from people that you love, Greg. You've got
to me. Adult Rock Concert is one of as an opus. Like a bit that stands up against the greatest bits of all time.
I agree. And Chicken Situation. And ointment.
And Halloween.
Ointment. Yeah, yeah.
And Halloween costumes.
It's all in one run.
That's all in one run.
No, but that album is called Uncool, by the way. You can get that one,
get
too.
Get that, too. But Barron's bits are the kind of bits that I turn around and share with other people.
Absolutely.
So you want to check
Can't
this
wait
up.
To hear this new one.
Why are you here?
Why are you in here?
Why are you in here?
The only question I was asked as a kid.
Why are you in?
That's the only question. Now you got to ask a lot of questions. You okay? You all right? You like your name? Are you okay with your sex? Whatever you need. I'm in the service industry.
Are you gender fluid?
Yeah, it's okay. So make sure it's all about you. It's not about us. My dad was only like, why
are you in here?
What are you? Why? Get out. Why are you talking? There's no reason for you. There's no end to that story. Why don't you let the adults talk?
That's so true. We've said on stage that like our parents probably loved us more than your parents loved you.
And we'd be right.
And they didn't know we were doing 98% of the time.
Now you know what your kids are doing 98% of the time, and that's why you love them less.
That's right. You love them less as a result.
Because you're like, I'm too in it. I'm too involved.
Yeah, and then you're like, why are they on their phones? Because like, otherwise they have to look at your face looking at them.
Right.
They're like, I gotta stay on my phone and maybe he'll walk out of here.
And then your kids now are saying to you, why are you in here?
Why are you in here? It's right. never stopped.
Why are you in here?
Why are you in here now?
I think I'm supposed to. I think I'm supposed to be parenting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm reading a book.
Are you gender fluid? Anyway.
I'm going to go up the attic and make a comedy.
Well, check it out, Audible. You can, of course, see Daniel Van Kirk on his awesome leg of his upcoming tour.
Yep,
go to DanielVanKirk.com.
Seattle, San Francisco, Portland, Eugene, Bellingham,
all those
places.
West
San
Coast,
Diego, L.A.
Get oh, nice, ready.
Man. And go to DanielVanKirk.com.
Of course, come see us next week. Bert Kreischer is our guest for the live Dumb People Town
so
that
good.
We're doing so good at the pop-up studio right across from Stand
good
Up
guy.
Live.
Good guy.
All things comedy in Phoenix. And the next night, we're at Tempe at the Tempe Improv headlining that show. And then in Austin, Texas, November 7th through the 9th, 7th through the 10th at Cap City. Great stuff. Supersklars.com. You can see it all. And December 10th, we're doing the live Dumb People Town at Largo. So definitely come and check that out. Daniel, let's find out how long.
I said
11 months. Jay says 9 months. And you said two years.
One of you is exactly right.
Oh! Now we get to play the second game. All right?
Who do you think is right?
Who do you think is right?
Who do you think is right?
Now you get to guess who you think is...
What are the, again...
9 months, 11 months, two years.
I got to start betting on myself.
Okay. 2 years. Go ahead, Jay.
I think I'm right.
I think I'm right. I'm staying with me.
All right, good chances in now, townies. Also, if you're a Drip member and you haven't yet, sign up because we just posted all the information on how you can join us for meet and greets or use your free pass or both if you are a level that gets to do that. Okay, here we go. The amount of time the Department of Treasury says it's going to take them to get back some of the $1,000 that was shredded by the two-year-old son is 2 years.
Oh! Barrett walks in. Perfect. Why are you in here to answer that question?
That's a mini, guys.
Why are you in here to answer that question? Greg
Barrett. Go on Audible. Get Why Are You In Here. check out Super Sklars and Stripes. And
guys, we got to get back to work.
Dum, dum, dum. Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.